The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Yeah, thanks guys. Down here with Melbourne assistant Ben Matthews. Ben, I guess firstly, after a 1-4 start, not many people envisage this. What do you do tonight to turn it around?
Yeah, look, we've got to get it back to our brand, Rolly. Really, we haven't resembled, you know, what we stood for last year at all. And I know you don't want to look back too far, but we were a hard contested footy team. We tackled strongly, and we moved the ball well last year. You know, we haven't resembled that at all. So that's a starting point for us.
You bring in a lot of speed into the side this week among those four or five changes. Is that what you're hoping to get out of those inclusions?
Oh, no doubt. You want to retain the ball. We've been able to get the ball in our forward half and certainly our forward 50. So there are some things going right, but being able to retain the ball in there for long periods to, you know, put pressure on opposition certainly hasn't been a strength of ours. So a little bit more speed up front, you know, tackle pressure. An ability, hopefully, to kick a score will, you know, hopefully get us back on track in that area of the ground and maximise those entries for sure.
Ben, Ian Cohen up here. Good luck. Hope you go well tonight, obviously. Ben Casneely is with me. Cameron Mooney, Premiership Cat, and also Heath Buck as well. Talk to us about the inclusion of Tim Smith and what that brings and whether that does offer an opportunity for Tom McDonald to maybe head backwards and go back to the back 50, what Smith can bring and how you see that forward line that has not been functioning and what Garland also brings as well. The mix is different tonight.
Yeah, we had to change a few things up, Ian, and I'll just acknowledge, mate, you got the A-team up there tonight, haven't you?
Yeah,
mate?
Correct. Well Quite played by you. Mate. Well done. Yep, correct.
But, look, Tommy will go back. I'll put that on record now. Tommy will start back. He'll start back. We need him to respond. He hasn't been going great up forward, but at the same time, our delivery to him hasn't been super. So, you know, only a couple of years ago, he was almost an All-Australian defender. So he's got ability in that area of the ground. And they've got an imposing guy in Tommy Lynch who we need to quell. So that'll be a great matchup. You know, our forward line with Timmy Smith, he's a very mobile, athletic tackling machine. He's physical, he hunts the oppo. So we expect him to bring it to ground or mark, if not mark it, and then get after the oppo from there. And so it does bring a different mix with a few other smalls around his toes.
Well, he's not called the bull for no reason, Timmy Smith, so we look forward to that. But yeah. Tom McDonald, how have you managed that mentally with him, because you know Tom can sometimes get a little bit tightly wound and a bit concerned about life. How have you managed that to say to him, look, this hasn't worked up forward, you need to go down back?
Look, we don't envisage this as a long term thing unless he just shoots the stars out and you know we have to play him back forever, but it might be just a 2-3-4 week thing that he, you know, hopefully gets some form and confidence back. And we've all seen it before, some great players have been able to, you know, switch positions, switch ends and have an impact, get confidence back and then go back to their normal position and you know, play well. So it might be a 1 week, 2 week, 3 week thing. We'll wait and see. But Tommy's going back there. The biggest thing is Tommy's not, hasn't got his head in the sand. He knows he's not playing well. And we know as a team we're not playing well. And there's no individual that's going to get us out of where we are right now. It's going to be collective. So that's the most important thing.
Benny Moons, good luck tonight. Have the players this week sat down just as a group, had a meeting, kicked the coaches out of the room and just said, right, this is what we want to do, this is who we are, this is what we want to stand for? Have they had that meeting this week?
Yeah, thanks, Moons. Look, they have. There's been a couple of times. We had some pretty confronting meetings. We had a short week, but we had some pretty confronting sort of vision out of the St Kilda game last Saturday. We met, we reviewed really strongly, but after that the boys sat down for, I don't know, 10-15 minutes and spoke. I didn't ask them to fill me in, but look, no doubt they're not happy with the way they're playing. They're not delusional by any stretch, so they would have spoken about the normal things you speak about, you know, what made us a good team, how do we get back to that, we're going to need everyone in it together and not turn on each other, because that's the easiest thing to do is start blaming and pointing fingers, and it won't get you anywhere.
Benny, a lot of talk outside the football club about fitness. Is it a concern with you guys?
Oh, it's one of a number of things we're assessing, but there's no excuses about where we're at. Did we have the best pre-season on record? No, we didn't, but that doesn't mean you come out in the first four games and not work hard enough. Yeah. And so it's really hard to judge when we think we've got a bigger capacity to work hard and we haven't been doing that. So We're just asking for super honest effort in terms of work rate, and then we'll assess if we are or aren't fit enough. Yep. But right now, we think there's as much about intent as there is about capability in that area.
Ben, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. I saw you walking to the ground tonight, and were you actually on the phone, or were you pretending to be on the phone like the rock star through the airport, so that nobody actually spoke to you?
Well, the thing is, Benny, no one knows who I am anyway, mate.
You had all your Melbourne kid on. I thought you might have been waiting for someone to jump on you.
One of the great Sydney back pockets of all time.
I know
about that.
Exactly where I sit in the whole scheme of things. So I'm surprised you even knew.
No, I did. I was nearly going to wind down the window and yell out, but you thought I was a buffoon, so I didn't. Are you learning a bit about, I know this is obviously not where you want to be, but are you learning a little bit about the character of some of the players within the group? And while I just mentioned there, it's not where you want to be, it's actually something that it's probably part of a footy journey. It's not all going to be roses, and you're learning a bit about the blokes.
It's definitely part of a footy journey, and one of your colleagues up there has probably lived it. Moons would have been there in sort of 2006 at the Geelong Footy Club. We know we're still a youngish group, but, you know, Jordan Lewis, Nathan Jones, and one or two others that have the maturity. But a lot of our guys are 22 to 25. They're not, I wouldn't say they're completely mature in their mind and their football bodies yet, but they're going to learn quickly how to, certainly on a level of being able to deal with pressure, how to deal with that very, very quickly in this sort of environment. And things never run smoothly in footy clubs. They never, ever do. So you just got to keep turning up to work, trying to get better every single day, and we get another opportunity tonight. And so that's the most important thing. They come with good attitudes and, you know, roll their sleeves up a little bit.
Benny, from a coach's point of view, I mean, Simon Goodwin's, I guess his rise has just been nice and steady with along the team, but this is obviously the hardest probably period in his senior coaching career. How's he handled the last month?
He's very, very consistent, Moons. He's very, very consistent, Goody. He doesn't overanalyze or underanalyze. He's honest with the boys. Sometimes, you know, he's certainly more on the positive side. That's in his nature. Yeah. And I think that's a great thing. I think that's a really, really good thing because he backs his players in. And sometimes we've probably backed certain players in longer than we should have throughout the course of this year. That's learning as a coach. Yeah. When do I pull the pin or when do I keep backing them in? But there's no doubt he's been really strong with them. I know he's a positive person, and you guys have all seen that in his demeanour. But he's reviewing strongly and being really, really honest with this group. And we're all learning as coaches. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Until you've been sort of getting close. We didn't get there last year, but we got up to a level that we hadn't been at before as a footy club for a fair while. We're all learning how to deal with, you know, some of the lower periods.
Benny, last one before we let you go. Petrarca, now that Tom McDonald goes forward, do we see him more in the goal square or just playing his normal role?
Oh, look, he's certainly been deeper forward more the last 2 weeks. He'll spend a fair bit of time down there. We want to keep throwing players through there. You know, most good teams will throw a Dangerfield, an inside mid forward, you know. The Tigers will throw Dusty Martin forward. We want to throw, at times, Oliver forward. We want to throw Petrarca forward. We want to keep, you know, variety in our guys. And we think it'll help them get through games as well. You know, if you've just got the same three or four inside mids all the time, it becomes a grind. Certainly not probably early in the season, but by around 15, 16, they're burnt out. So we need to keep adding variety. Track will spend a fair bit of time deep forward, but he might spend a bit of time on ball as well.
Well, hopefully he sees plenty of the leather. It'd be nice if he's got a lazy 5 or 6 in him. Ben, we appreciate your time on K-Rock, Premiership player with the Swans in 2005. Good luck tonight, Ben.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ben.
Ben Matthews downstairs.
One of the great human beings.
Riley Beveridge.
The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.